Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Shalom, good evening. Welcome to another episode of Square Troopers in Bible Talk. My name is Mashaba. I am one of the teachers here with the ISBHPK, the Israelite School of Biblical History and Practical Knowledge. We do have schools located in Albuquerque, New Mexico, San Antonio, Texas, Houston, Texas, and also Norfolk, Virginia. I would like to thank everybody for tuning in and checking us out. I do want to apologize. In setting up the class for tonight, I messed up, and I only set the class for 15 minutes. So if you're listening, please if you're listening right now, please get the message out for people to tune in now or to call in now, whether it's 646-668-2568 or through the website, www.blogtalkradio.com. /Mashaba. My apologies. I only set the show time for 15 minutes. So that means people can only call in for 15 minutes. And then after the 15 minutes, they will not be able to call in and listen to the rest of the show. Tonight's show is going to be a short one because I'm getting started late. I do apologize. We have some counseling teaching that I had going on. So I had to push the show time back half an hour. I only want to do about an hour tonight. But if you want to get anybody to listen to the show, then you need to go ahead and call in now. Because after 15 minutes or 8:45 in Albuquerque time or 9:45 Texas time, you're not going to be able to call in, okay, to the live show, to the live stream. So please send a notice out All right. Yeah. And let everybody know if they want to call in. They need to call in now if they want to go ahead and listen to the show. All right. With all that being said, let me, for the little time I have for people to call in, let me go and get started. Tonight's class is things that please the Most High. Right. Things that please the Most High. I wanted to go into this. This as kind of a beginner class and also as a reminder class for a lot of us of that we're still obligated to do those things and make sure we please God, that we please the Most High. Now, for those new people who might be listening or tuning in or whatever, I did give us a chance to let's go over some scriptures and let's go over some things and show what are the type of things that we can do in our actions and in our mindset that to please God, okay? As you know, from 2 Timothy chapter 2, chapter 3, verse 16, as I pull it up real quick. And again, I do apologize, but yeah, tonight's class is on, the call-in class is only going to be 15 minutes. So you only have 15 minutes or until 8:45 9:45 Texas time to be able to call in and listen to the show. Okay, so please send your notices out, send the message out, the text, whatever. Forward the text message I sent through the text messenger, and let everybody know that if they do want to call into the show, they need to do it now. Okay, as time is getting short, there's only 5 minutes left to be able to call in to the show and listen to it live. Okay, unless you're with somebody who's already called in and they might be able to put it on speaker. The ability to call in after the 15 minutes or after 9:45 or 8:45, that option is not going to be there. I tried to set the class up as soon as I hit send or save episode. I remember I forgot to adjust the time, and then for whatever Blog Talk has going on now, the format is set up now. Well, I used to be able to go in and edit and be able to change the length of the time of the show. But now that it will no longer let me do that. It won't give me that access. So to be able to call into the show, there's only another 5 minutes left to be able to either call into the show or access the show through www.blogtalkradio.com/Mashaba or search box Mashaba, M-A-S-H-A-H-B-A. Okay? And I do apologize for that. I didn't want to waste anybody's time, including my own time, in getting this set up and going through this and trying to help out. But with that, all that being said, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 does remind us that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And that this one, we want to make sure that we are going through the scriptures and going through the Bible and that we're getting God's word. We want to go through the scriptures and go through the Bible and getting what God has to say as opposed to this being popular opinion as opposed to being popular thought, a fad or whatever, that we want to make sure that we're going through and we're actually getting the words of God, which is the scripture, so that we can know that as all of us are in the pursuit of salvation, including myself, that we want to make sure that we're doing those things that are right and good in the eyes of the Lord so that we might be saved, so that we might partake in his glory and partake in his salvation and make it to the kingdom of God. All right. And one of these days, we definitely need to go over the scriptures and show, have a class on the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. What is the kingdom of heaven? Okay, that we want to get to, and why is it important that we do those things that please God, so we can reach the kingdom of heaven. But with all that being said, the first definition I'm going to pull up is from the Webster's. The Webster's 1428 dictionary, and it tells us that pleasing is gratifying, exciting, agreeable sensations and emotions in. That if we want to do those things that are pleasing to God, we want to have God be gratified. We want God exciting and agreeable. We want to give God exciting and agreeable sensations or emotions in us. That we're doing those things that make God happy. We're doing those things that excite God and make God agreeable to us. All right, we want to get to that plane. We want to get to that level. We want to be on that in that atmosphere with God. That it's not about just pleasing ourselves. that we want to make sure we're doing those things that please God, right? It says, give me pleasure or satisfaction, agreeable to the senses, to the mind, as pleasing prospect, a pleasing reflection, or pleasing manners. We want to make sure, again, that we're doing those things that please God, that make God happy, okay? And one thing that is, let's go to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 22. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 22, and it tells us, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So it's letting us know that from 1 John chapter 3 and verse 22, that whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments. So we want to ask anything of God, want God to bless us with the things we ask for. Then we want to make sure that we're keeping his commandments. We want to make sure that that by keeping his commandments, that we're doing those things that are pleasing in his sight. That these are things that gratify God by keeping his commandments. These are things that are exciting and give God good sensations. And good emotions and good thoughts toward us because we're keeping his commandments, because we're doing those things that please him. And as I can see, the time has come upon us that at this time right now, nobody will be able to call in. All right? Unfortunately, at this time, no one else will be able to call into this show. And I really didn't want that to happen. I wanted people to be able to call in and get some edification and get some understanding. So I'm going to go a little bit longer. As I do see, I do have people on the switchboard. I'm going to continue. But and I know and understand that for anybody trying to call in now, after 8:45 in Albuquerque or after 9:45 in San Antonio, you will not be able to call in. You will not be able to listen to the show live as we're going right now. You're going to have to catch it on the archive. Or catch it. That's how you're going to have to catch it, is on the archive. And with that, I'm going to have to continue this tomorrow. I'm definitely going to have to continue this class tomorrow, being Tuesday. And it will be 9 a.m. Albuquerque time, 10 a.m. Texas time, and so forth and so on as you go across the country. I will continue this class tomorrow to give everybody a chance to be able to call in, to ask questions, and do what have you. I will continue this class tomorrow. So I'm only going to continue on this for about another 15 minutes or so, because I do want people to be able to call in. If you have any questions, have any confusion, you might be able to hit me up, 210-784-8463. Again, hit me up, 210-784-8463. I please ask that you text me, okay? I please ask that you text me if you have any questions. Text me if you have any questions or there's any confusion about not only this class, but any scriptures that we might be going over. Please hit me up, area code 210-784-8463. I got you, okay? So, and doing those things that are gratifying to the Most High, you're doing those things that bring agreeable sensations or emotions to God, right, or to the Lord. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22 gives us those instructions. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22 lets us know that, again, whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments. So if a person is asking God for things, but it doesn't seem like God is in your life, it doesn't seem like God is hearing you, it seems like he's turned a blind eye or a deaf ear to you, one thing you might want to consider is, are you keeping God's commandments? Okay, do you know God's commandments, and are you keeping God's commandments and doing those things that are pleasing in his sight? And that's what, again, the point of this class that we want to get into, want to aim at, is that we understand and know from the scriptures, I know there's only one, and we're going over to a lot more, that by keeping God's commandments, that we're doing those things that please him, okay? And that we're doing those things that please him by keeping his commandments, that whatsoever we ask, we shall receive of him, because we keep his commandments, because we're doing things that please him. We're doing things his way. Okay, so that's 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Now I want to go to the book of John, St. John chapter 9, verse 31. I'm going to go to the book of St. John as I pull it up here also on my computer. We were in 1 John, now we're going to go to St. John, right? St. John chapter 9 and verse 31. St. John chapter 9 and verse 31 is we're going to now, okay? And it reads as such, St. John chapter 9, verse 31. Now we know that God feareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. So here we have again another instruction letting us know in the book of St. John, chapter 9, verse 39. Now we know that God heareth not sinners. Okay, so if we're sinning, I mean, going against God, breaking his law, and let's get that real quick. What is sin? All right, let's get that real quick while we're here. What is sin? So we're going back to the book of 1 John as we flip back and forth, that we make sure we're going by what the scripture says and not just what popular opinion might be or thoughts or dreams or feelings that we might have, but that we're sticking to the book so we know we're doing things the way God said it and we're actually reading what God said. So real quick, I'm going to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4. 1 John now, chapter 3 and verse 4, which tells us, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. So here we have a biblical definition of what sin is. That according to the Bible, according to God's word, that sin is the breaking of God's law. Sin is transgressing the law. So if we put that together in precept form with St. John, chapter 9, verse 31. I know it can sound confusing right now. We're flipping between St. John, 1 John, whatever. But going back now to St. John, chapter 9, verse 31. And forgive me for speeding and going so fast. I do apologize, like I said. It was not my intent so that nobody would be calling after 15 minutes. And one, start the show late, and then have it go on over 15 minutes so people can call in. That was not my intention. My apologies, and I beg for your forgiveness. All right, but now, going back now to St. John 7:9, verse 31, it says, now we know that God feareth not sinners. Now, the biblical definition of sin is when we go to 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, that sin is the breaking of God's law. So if you're breaking God's law, God don't hear you. Now we know that God heareth not sinners. If you're sinning, God doesn't hear you. If you're breaking God's law, he does not hear you. So for many people, if you're praying to God, it seems like God's not answering. It seems like you're praying to God, but he's just turned a deaf ear. Then these are some of the things we want to come back now and check. These are some of the things we want to come back now and investigate within ourselves and examine within ourselves. All right, again, St. John 7, verse 31. Now we know that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God, we're going to actually worship God the right way. And we love God and want to please God. It says, if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. That if we're doing God's will, he hears us. But if we're not doing God's will, he won't hear us. Yeah, I know. As I've been explaining for the past 10 minutes, if people didn't call in before 9:45 here or 8:45 in Albuquerque, you're not going to be able to call in. All right, my bad. Yeah, they're not going to be able to call in. So now, class is going to go another like 5 minutes because I realized that what happened was when I set the show up, because I was running a little bit late, I forgot to change the time, the calling time for people to be able to call in from 15 minutes to 90 minutes. So because I didn't change it, then they wouldn't, Brock has this new thing going on that I used to be able to, before the show started, go and change the length of the time for the show. But now it's changed where I can't do that now. So, again, I do apologize. It's not your fault. I apologize. I'm going to go another 7 minutes. And then this class, I will definitely, the parts that we're going over tonight, I'll rehash tomorrow morning and then be able to give everybody a chance to listen in tomorrow morning. Again, that'll be 9 o'clock, Albuquerque time, 10 o'clock, Texas time. I will definitely continue this class and blog talk in the morning. And again, my apologies. My wife just came in and let me know that I'm not being heard and people can't get to the show. And unfortunately, I know. I was not able to. That's a detail that I overlooked in setting the show up to change the time from 15 minutes. Because it's automatically 15 minutes when you first set the show up. Then you have to go into there's a block that you're able to change the time from 15 minutes to 60 minutes to 90 minutes to 120 minutes to 180 minutes. And I wasn't able, I forgot to change it from the 15 minutes that's automatic to actually, even tonight was supposed to be 60 minutes because we got started a half hour late, and I want to be conscious of everybody's work schedule being a school week and everything. So we got another 6 minutes. I'm going to go over this class. And people can still listen to this portion on Google Podcasts. Right? If you have Google Podcasts, you still download the show and be able to listen to it. Or you still go to www.blogtalkradio.com, pull that webpage up, go to the search box, put in my name, Mashaba, M-A-S-H-A-H-B-A, and you'll be able to listen to this part of the show or any of the shows we've done. All the shows we've done are archived or logged in at www.blogtalkradio.com. Search box, type in Mashaba, M-A-S-H-A-H-B-A. And what I started doing, all the shows, they have a title, but I also started putting the date of the shows that you might be able to keep up and keep track of our shows by date. Right? So you might be able to know, okay, this was on this day, this was on that day, or what have you. Okay? So in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to get through this, some more of this. And then again, my apologies for those who did tune in and are able to catch the show. I will continue this class and hash a quick review tomorrow morning and then continue the rest of this class tomorrow as well. But we're in St. John chapter 9, verse 31. St. John chapter 9, verse 31. And it reads, "Now we know that the Most High careth not sinners." All right? So if we're sinning, and meaning we're breaking God's law, God does not hear us. The God of the Bible does not hear us. Okay? And as I go deeper to this show, this class will be tomorrow, and most likely Wednesday night, in that Thursday morning, that what we're going to be careful of as a little foreshadowing is that, remember, Satan blesses people on earth also. That Satan blesses people for going against God's commandments as well. That's why the scriptures talk about the false prophet. That's why the scriptures talk about the miracles that the false prophet and the antichrists, and the antichrist is plural, that they will be able to perform in these days. So, you know, like those who play dominoes, all money ain't good money. All right, that you want to make sure that just because you got some money or got a little what seemed like a blessing, you want to make sure that didn't come from Satan. Because the scriptures here let us know what? Again, in St. John chapter 9, verse 31. "Now we know that the Most High heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God," you want to worship God by keeping his commandments, by doing his will, by doing things his way. It says, "and doeth his will, him he heareth." God hears the ones that are doing his will, the ones that are not sinning, the ones that are keeping God's commandments. And that's where our study has to come in. That's where we got to make sure we're going into the book and we're keeping his commandments, that we're doing those things that please him. For example, we know from Leviticus chapter 11, where we get the dietary law of God, that he tells us there's animals for those who choose to eat meat. He tells us which animals we can't eat, that he made for human consumption. And he tells us there's animals that he did not make for human consumption. And if we go against his will of what he made the animals for, he made certain animals to be devoured. He made certain animals for us to actually eat. But if we choose to eat the animals he did not designate to be eaten, then we're not doing his will. Then we're not pleasing him. And we want to make sure that we're doing those things that please him, so that what? So that he, that and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So we want to make sure, we want to get God on our side, that we might be going through some afflictions. We might be going through some tribulation. we might be going through some persecution. If we want the Lord to save us from those things, we want the Lord to redeem us from those things, then we got to make sure we're doing the things that are pleasing to Him. We got to make sure that we're doing those things that's according to His will. And if we're doing those things, that the Most High, again, St. John chapter 9, verse 31, that we know that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth His will, him He heareth. And we know that St. John chapter 9, verse 31, if you have a Bible with the words of Christ in red, you yourself will see this is Christ speaking. All right? You yourself will see that this is Christ, the Savior, the Messiah, speaking these words. For those who do know the Hebrew, this is Yahweh Shai speaking. All right? This is Christ speaking. So we want to make sure that we're doing His will. We want to make sure that we're doing things that are pleasing in His sight by doing what? Keeping His commandments. Doing what God says. And that we do these things, that He heareth us. And as we're living in these times, these days and times, with Donald Trump trying to make America great again, if we're doing those things that, as we live in these days of hybrid foods, as we live in these days of, as David described, yea, that we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that we want to make sure that we're doing those things that please God. As we, that the King Alpha Plan, COINTELPRO, all those different conspiracies that are out here in the world, and if you're not familiar with those, text me, 210-784-8463, and we can definitely go into that class. We can bring it up in a classroom situation, that there's a lot of conspiracies and a lot of things that have been set up or in place for the annihilation of our people, for the annihilation of God's people. And that in doing so, that the present 1% elite that are controlling everything, they stay the 1% in charge of everything. And that we know that when Christ comes, He's coming to abolish that. That it's not going to be 1% of people controlling everything, while the rest of the 99% are just subservient and oblivious to what the 1% is doing, to what the 1% elite is doing, and all without God, all without a thought of keeping God's commandments, all without a thought of doing what's fair, what's right, and what's just in God's eyes. So we know that these things are in place, these things are in motion, to keep us as Israelites from coming together, knowing that in our history, that whenever we were in captivity, whenever we came together and repented to our God, we went back to keeping His commandments and loving one another and caring for one another and esteeming each other better, like the commandments teach us, that the Lord would always send the Savior to save us from all the different captivities, from the Canaanites, the Philistines, the Jebusites, the Moabites, the Ammonites, the Elamites, that from all the different captivities that we were in, whenever we came together, repented, prayed to our God together, that then the Lord would send the Savior. So as we're looking for the Savior to come back now, our Lord and Savior, who the Lord calls Jesus Christ, who in the ancient Hebrew we call Yahweh Shai. And we're going to say Jesus Christ, we would say the Messiah, Jesus Christ, we would say HaMashiach, Yahweh Shai, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, that as we're looking for Him to return to redeem and save us from our present conditions, to redeem and save us as a nation from the captivity and the oppression that we're in, that we want to come back now and do those things that are pleasing in His sight by keeping His commandments, by doing things His way. And if we do so, again, it says that whatsoever we ask, again, St. John 9, verse 31, now we know that the Most High heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth His will, Him He heareth. So we want to make sure that we're doing God's will as individuals and as a nation, that we're doing God's will so that when we pray to God together, unified, as one, God hears all of us, all right? Because now we're all gathered together. We're all unified. We're all in one mind, and we're now asking for those things that God wants us to ask for, the things that are important to God, the things that make God happy, that we want to make sure we're doing those things and not just praying like God's a genie in a bottle for our own happiness, our own pleasure, our own pleasing, but that we do those things that are pleasing to God, pleasing to the Lord. Okay? So with that, it is 10:04. I do want to apologize, everybody. I do apologize for this class, for those who might be listening, you know, on the archive show, for those who did make it into the switchboard. My deepest and serious apologies for not sending the time longer that more people will be able to call in. My apologies. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to end this class tonight here, and then tomorrow at 9 a.m. Mount Standard Time, which is Albuquerque time, or New Mexico time, or 10 a.m., which is Texas time, San Antonio and Houston time, or what would that be here? Let me see. It was 10 a.m. here. That in Norfolk, Virginia, it would be 11 a.m. And if you're all the way in Los Angeles, then that would be 8 a.m. Okay? So from the West Coast, our show tomorrow will start at 8 a.m. if you're on the West Coast. If you're from, what is that? Basically Arizona, I guess, and New Mexico, that would be 9 o'clock. From Texas all the way to, I guess, Texas and Louisiana, or Mississippi, I believe is the next time zone. I don't know what time zone that is. That would be 10 o'clock, or Central Standard Time, obviously, 10 o'clock. And then for Eastern Standard Time, that would be 11 a.m., okay? So with that, for those who did tune in, thank you for tuning in. I do apologize. If you have any questions at all about tonight's class, any comments or any scriptures you would like to add to tonight's class, I beg you, hit me up, 210-784-8463. Again, any questions or comments or scriptures, please text me, area code 210-784-8463. I don't want any of my words to be twisted. I don't want any of my classes to be misunderstood or misinterpreted. Please hit me up so that it can be very clear the message that I'm trying to get across and help people out with. All right? Again, area code 210-784-8463. Please, Baba Prashad, text me, hit me up, so if there's any confusion at all, it can be straightened out. For any of the classes that you might hear through Blog Talk, whether one of the archive shows or one of the live shows, please hit me up. Please text me, 210-784-8463, so that if there's any questions about the doctrine, any questions about the scriptures that I'm bringing out, there can be some understanding given. There can be some edification given so that I'm not leaving people twisted. I'm not leaving people confused, but that they might really understand the topic of the class and the purpose of the class. I haven't been doing all this studying to make sure I put the scripture together so that it can be twisted by somebody with good intentions, but they haven't studied. Somebody with good intentions, but they have no idea what I'm trying to get to or what I'm trying to get at or what's trying to be expressed. So I just ask you, any question or anything I might be going over, please text me, area code 210-784-8463, to cut out any confusion about anything that I might be going over, anything I might be teaching. This is not church. It's not church where the preacher is just going to speak and you cannot question or ask any questions about anything that's being gone over. Please, area code 210-784-8463. Hit me up. And with that, again, tomorrow morning, either from Los Angeles, 8 o'clock a.m., Mountain Standard Time, it'll be 9 a.m., Central Standard Time, 10 a.m., and East Coast, 11 a.m. We'll be right back here at the same right back here tomorrow. Please hit us up. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and say shalom.